You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Get the latest Browns coverage. It's directly from the source. You got to download Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones and tablets and iPads. You stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere that way. And that would include this show, your ability to listen to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and join this Football Monday with you. Lots to cover as we sort out what took place this past weekend at the Browns rookie camp. And during that rookie camp, the head coach of the team, we gave you some sound bites from Johnny Manziel, but the head coach also spoke. That was Mike Pettine, and he answered a question regarding whether or not the comments about Johnny Manziel being, and he was the source on this because Jimmy Haslam pointed to him as telling Johnny Manziel this, but the whole Johnny, you are a backup comments that have been made. What are Mike Pettine's thoughts about this?
I think that came across that it was a kind of a talking down to or negative thing. I think if you just look at Johnny's comments from the beginning, that I just really reinforced that with him, that he is a guy that's where he is, and it is the cart before the horse type scenario, and he knows it, that if he wants to develop that there'll be Johnny football, but in the NFL, that he's got to earn it.
Yeah, and I think that said it right. That
right.
He got to earn it. Be if he's going to achieve all that his reputation and name coming out of college has lent to him, you got to do it on the field when you're playing. It wasn't a statement. I think this is the part that has needed clarification. People have run with the idea that the Browns have put him in a box already and have pigeonholed and said, you're the backup guy. You're not going to have a chance to be the star, the starter here. And I don't believe any of that, and I don't think that was the intention at all. And you heard the head coach say how Johnny has commented on it. Now let's hear Johnny Manziel talk about the idea of being told he's being a backup.
Took it in stride. For me, I'm a rookie. I need to earn my place. I need to earn my keep. Nothing here needs to be handed to me. I don't need to be treated based off what I've done in the past, because that doesn't mean a thing at this level. So I was completely okay with hearing that from everybody. I don't want to come in and have anything handed to me that I don't deserve.
And that's another reason why I just like this kid. And I believe that he believes what he's saying. I think he's smart enough and savvy enough to know how to say the right things, but he believes it. And the fact that he knows and says, what I did in college, what made me Johnny Football, what made me so special, was great in college but doesn't mean anything here. I've got to earn it, and I want to earn it. I like that about him. He's a very likable young man, and every time I get an opportunity to talk to him, I end up liking him more and more, and these quotes just show that he gets it, and he's going to do whatever he has to earn it and get where he wants to be and where the Browns want him to be.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. I think he expresses himself in a way that leads you to believe he gets it. And that's the hardest thing to see with any player, but especially a rookie. Do they understand? Do they get it? This is a 21-year-old kid, too. This is a younger guy coming into the NFL. So the expectation generally is that he wouldn't get it. And coming from a place of not only fame, but fortune, and fortune that was in place for him before the fame got there, that's led to a lot of that thought and concern that he won't be able to grasp what he needs to be a humble football player, a team-first kind of guy. And there's everything that he has said and done so far has indicated that he does get it and that he will be the kind of guy that you want him to be if you're looking at it from a team success standpoint versus how much bigger than, you know, can Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football get?
No question. Johnny Manziel, Brian Hoyer will compete for that starting job over the course of this summer. Let's go to Mike in Akron now. Mike, welcome to CBD.
First, let me just say, as far as Johnny Manziel, though, I really have no issue with Manziel. My issue is with, you know, the national media and even more so the local media. Because it's just strange how Clevelanders, how we've given Brian Hoyer nothing but doubt. Even after the success we saw last year, we still doubt. Well, I don't know, a couple of games, but then we see Johnny Manziel do some college games and then let ESPN and all the other national media tell us how great he is. And also, he becomes the savior of Cleveland as opposed to the guy who went to high school 10 minutes from the stadium. as opposed to the guy who was in the stadium the day the team left and watched with his father watch grown men cry, as opposed to that guy and putting our support down. We started making songs about a guy who's not even from here, not even one of us. And then if he doesn't succeed, it'll be our fault. It's Cleveland, you know, that type of thing. So we need to be careful about how we let the national media tell us who should be our quarterback. Brian Hoyer, to me, should be the guy we should be putting our support behind. Those should be the song. Those should be the Bernie comparisons. He's one of us to lead us to the promised land, not somebody that somebody has given us to say, hey, see what y'all can do with him, and if he doesn't succeed, it'll be you guys' fault. And that's just my take on it.
So Mike, you saw enough, in your opinion, in two games to just say Brian Hoyer for sure is the guy. Yeah. Well, I just am not comfortable saying that, as I've said all along. Mm-hmm. Brian Hoyer has earned the right, in that limited sample set, the opportunity to enter training camp as the starter and to compete for that job with the person, not that was given to Cleveland, but that Cleveland drafted to be the quarterback of the future in Johnny Manziel. That's what Brian Hoyer has earned, and that's the way that the coaching staff feels as well, with the comments that Johnny Manziel, you were starting off as the backup, Brian Hoyer is starting off as the starter. You guys obviously have the opportunity to compete for that and change that, but right now that's how it is, and that's what Brian Hoyer, in my mind, has earned with those couple of games.
Right. I am so on board with you on this, Nathan. I see Brian Hoyer as earning the right to compete, not the right to be stamped the starter. And I say that with all respect to him, with being a fan of what he has done or what he did in that short time, embracing and loving the whole local tie, but not allowing myself to get caught up in that any more than I or anyone else should get caught up in Johnny Mania. It should be about the football. It should be about what these guys do on the field to show why they merit the chance to be the starter. And my fervent hope and belief, I believe this will happen, but I'm going to hope for it because I'm not the one making the call and I'm not involved in the intimate meetings. I mean, you and I will hear quite a bit on how this all comes down when the coaching staff, personnel staff, everybody meets to make these decisions through the preseason and as we get closer to the season. But to say that their judgment, the coach's judgment, will be selecting someone purely on that basis of football. Who's done the best?
For sure.
And that could very well be Johnny Manziel, even though he's a rookie. And my preference of watching, having a rookie watch a little bit, is still in place. But I've got to see what he can do before I'll make the determination of how, quote, unready or ready he is. And meanwhile, with Brian Hoyer, same thing. Are we seeing a continuation of what we saw in that very limited window of action? Are we seeing progress? How has he responded physically, again, coming back from major knee surgery and repair to that knee? How does he move around? Is there any difference in his game? Because footwork and planting those feet and everything are a big part of what he has to do. And we're going to, as the practices turn into that day-to-day grind, that's not happening now. It doesn't happen in the off season. But when you get into training camp and add up those reps, that's when you start to get a better feel for how things are going. David in Cleveland with us now. Hello, David.
Thanks, guys. I have my comment about the situation with Johnny in the national media. I don't think right now that it hurts at all. But you know how the national media gets. They get something in their head and they stick with it. The Browns could be good this year or next year, or they could be lousy. And a lot of the national media is already turned off so much by what we did. I don't think we did anything wrong, because they will get to see him where they're, you know, where it's mandatory, where they show up and they're allowed.
Right.
But I think down the road it could hurt.
I would say, to me, by the time we get to training camp, this isn't even going to be a story anymore. It's something to occupy them and allow them to write whatever they want to write at this point in the year. I don't think it's going to be a big deal in a few months. I think that it's going to be kind of water under the bridge. They're going to have their fill of Johnny Manziel. They're going to be here every single day at training camp, I'm sure. So, to me, it's something that is a temporary, you know, the national media is going to be on them, and that's just kind of the way they view Cleveland. But ultimately, I don't think it's going to end up being a big deal.
Yeah, it's filler. It's filling the time between now and when, again, training camp starts and when you actually get underway with the season. The coverage season of football begins in earnest with training camp, and it applies to the national folks as well as it does here. As you said, Nathan, by then it'll be a whole different focus, because in the meantime, between now and then, yeah, they'll watch these off-season workouts, then Those get all shut down throughout the league. People go on vacation, including the national media folks and the rest of us, and then they come back to it, and, okay, camp's here, and they'll see the whole camp story, and that will bring to light the Johnny attraction story. It's going to. That's the thing for which I think we're all kind of braced, is how will camp unfold? There's only a limited amount of space behind this building here in Berea for camp, and I don't think it's any exaggeration to think that not only will every square inch of the surface that's for viewable area, not the football practicing part, obviously, how much that's occupied and how that's all going to be managed. And this organization has been having meeting after meeting internally to kind of sort that all out. So it's going to be fun to see. Again, tighten your seatbelt.
That's right. Giddy up. We'll be back with more, including your phone calls, 216-578-0850. More thoughts on just this kind of the media thing, the rookie minicamp over the weekend. Did you have any questions about what we saw at the rookie minicamp over the weekend? Hit us up, 216-578-0850. We'll also have an opportunity to hear a little bit more from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, when Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, returns on ESPN 850 WKNR. Endlessly, I can't get over you.